What I want to do is I want to start at the very beginning with the first core area, and I want to see what you came up with as differences between leadership and a boss. And we're going to start with the key focus. So Anna says, bosses think about things and goals, leaders think of people. Yeah, I agree with that. That's a big difference, isn't it? Right? So good point there. Boss says me, and let's see who said that. Jana, I think. Boss says me, and the leader says you. Great point. And again, I'm going to skip a lot of these because they're moving quickly. Let's see. Bosses, Vincent said, bosses get the job done where the leader thinks of a vision and the next step. And notice a lot of it is not self-oriented, but other-oriented. A lot of it is not small picture, but big picture, what's in front of us, right? Jane Lee, I'm sorry, says, boss says productivity, leader develops organization individuals. Absolutely. And Jane Lee probably does both, right? They have to have that productivity, but be able to do both. And that's going to be the tricky part. How do we make all that stuff happen, right? Let's see. Mark says leadership macro or agency. Very good. Bigger picture. Steve says leadership look at everyone's success. Chad says bosses look at tasks where leaders look at goals and objectives. Great point. I mean, I think you're all right on. Ask yourself, are these things, is this the way that I think? Remember, we said this is a leader's mindset. And it all starts with the right mindset. And I want to start practicing that now. I don't want to wait till I'm in that leadership role. We're going to talk more about that later, but real important to start talking about that now. What's it take to be able to make that happen, right? Let's see what else we've got here. So Steven says, bosses look at productivity, leaders look at employee contentment. Yeah, I like that, Steven. I think it's a great point. Let's see, Lisa, bosses look at company performance. Leaders look at workplace climate. Great point, right? Leadership is a mindset. Exactly, Cindy. So, again, this is all about learning. So you ask yourself, where do I have room to grow? What am I already doing well? And if you find something like that, pat yourself on the back, right? Keep doing it. But where is there room to grow? And what do I need to do to start practicing that now? We're gonna get into how we can make that happen going forward, okay? But let's go to the driving force. Let's go to the driving force. In other words, what drives them to do their job? Again, put L for leader or put boss, B for boss, L for leader. Let's see what some of the differences are. What drives the different types of people, do you think? What's their internal drive? Where does it come from, right? Boss or leader responses, exactly, right? Oh, very good, Tori. Bosses drive by fear, leaders drive by passion and purpose. That is a great distinction. I think it's so true, and you see it. And again, it's not true of all of them, but in general, you will see that, right? Susan, I think I pronounced that right with a Z. Bosses are all about getting the task done, where leaders are about growth. Good, very good, good stuff. Leadership long term, yeah. Sometimes just putting the leadership information. Good point, Allison. Bosses, money and power. A lot of it has to do with the bottom line, doesn't it? Where leadership is about people and personal growth. Now, understand, folks, this doesn't mean that leaders don't care about the bottom line. It means they look beyond the bottom line. It's that and more. And that's the key thing, right? And Katie, yeah, bosses completing the job to get a paycheck. Yeah, we all want to get paid, right? But then is there personal ambition? Chad, you nailed it. Extrinsic. Bosses are extrinsic. In other words, externally motivated, where leaders are internally motivated. We're going to talk about those terms a little later. Do they do it solo? Do they look at differently? Or do they look at collaborating? That's probably one of the key areas you might see a difference in. Let's talk about which is which. Is it I'm going to do it myself? Is it I need to engage my team? Let's see what we've got. So Jane Lee said bosses are about completing the tasks and checking the boxes. Leaders are about plan and strategic work. Really good, right? Strategy is big picture, long-term visionary. Great point, right? Angelica, leaders delegate and engage team. Beautiful. We're going to talk about the different kinds of delegation. For the record, delegation isn't just dumping it up something on somebody. It's got intention. There's mindfulness to what we delegate and what we're trying to do. And we're going to get into that in a few minutes. Yeah, really good responses. Good point. Let's see what we've got here. Yeah, good stuff. You guys are really rolling. Vincent said, bosses direct order. Where the leader is collaboration for sure. So engagement, right? And think about it when there's engagement. And all you have to do is think of yourself. when your boss engages you, asks for your opinion, what's that do for you? What does that increase in you? I mean, you know, go ahead and answer that if you've got an answer to that. So, you know, when they include you in the process of something, solving a problem or collaborating on a vision or innovation, and if your boss does that with you, how does that make you feel? You know, that's my question to you, I guess. Let's see what else we got. Ashley said financial success for bosses with this environment and culture. Good. Yeah. So Joanne says engaged. Absolutely. And there's greater buy-in, right? Don't we buy into something when we're involved in the process? Empowerment. It's beautiful. But there's a different mindset between it. So the bosses are often administrative and they're all about sort of, if you want it done right, I'm going to do it myself. They often kind of lead by that. Whereas many of you said, the leader is about collaborating, being innovative, and empowering others. Let's talk about source of authority, right? So what do we have for source of authority, right? In other words, where does the authority come from? How do they drive their employees, right? Very good, you guys. So the bosses, Anna said status, and Wendy said intimidation for sure. And again, that's not all of them, but many of them. Whereas leaders are about ability to influence, very good, right? Empathy, understanding, putting yourself in their shoes. Martha said bosses use their position in their role. Leaders create relationships. Exactly. So leaders look at the longer term because relationship building, trust building, they want to create people who want to follow, right? They're not going to follow them because they have to, but because they want to. So that's a leader's mindset. How do I create that engagement? And how do I make that connection with them, right? So really good point as well. Let's talk about how communication and delegation are used. How are communication and delegation used, boss versus leader? Let's see what we've got on that. Anybody have any ideas? Boss, very good. Commanding. That's what I had in my notes as well, Anna, right? And delegating. Now, delegating can be a good thing, but it's often the delegating we talked about, which is dumping, right? Where the leaders collaborate and it's all about feedback. Very good. Encouraging participation from their team, right? Jana said, my way or no way for the boss, where the leader said, how do you do it? Jana makes a really good point there. Leaders ask way more questions than they do make statements, if that makes any sense, right? They're going to ask a lot more questions rather than make statements. So they coach. They try to get people to draw from within instead of telling them what to do because they want people to learn things, right? So they're going to delegate in different ways too. Now, quick little aside on the delegation. I just want to share this with you. I told you Gregory was always looking for ways to teach people. And one of the things I mentioned that he had a library of books and audios and those types of things. One of the books that he was really big on, and I'm sure many of you have heard of this, is The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Dr. Stephen Covey. It is the third highest selling book of all time in the United States, behind only the Bible and the dictionary, which is pretty impressive. And it was initially published in 1989. So it's relatively younger, right, than the Bible and dictionary, but it's an amazing tool. And it has a lot of good stuff in there about personal development and leadership and things along those lines. But one of the reasons I bring that up right now, Good to Great was a good one as well, Luis, exactly. One of the reasons I bring that up right now, Stephen Covey talks about two types of delegation. One that the one that you're mentioning that bosses often do, he refers to as gopher delegating. That's what he talks about. So gopher delegating, which is basically the person feels like that kind of a gopher, but they're ordered to do things. So they're told to go for this and go for that. Often called dumping, often called offloading, right? And they're usually mundane tasks that don't require a lot of thinking, right? You know, I need copies of this made. Could you run down and make copies? Could you go drop this off in the mail room, right? And believe it or not, some bosses still say this. Could you go heat up the coffee? It's cold. People are following through because they're afraid not to do it. But as you might imagine, it's not really engaging. It's not empowering, and it doesn't tend to build trust with employees. Now, the type of leadership he talks about that leaders do, I should say a delegation that leaders do, as many of you just said, is called stewardship delegating, you know, right? What does it mean to be the steward of something? Let's see if anybody has a, when you are the steward of something, what does that mean? Anybody have an idea of it? What does it mean? What does stewardship mean? Or what does it mean to be the steward of something? It basically means what? Taking ownership. You got it. Buy in and own. Exactly. take care of. You got it. The steward of a boat, the captain of a boat, right? So you're responsible. So the approach, here's the different mindset that leaders have. They give ownership of a responsibility to the person that they're delegating to, right? Now, if my mindset is I want to give you ownership because I believe in your ability to do this, right? Then I'm going to approach it. My language is going to be different, right? They're not going to say, I need you to go do this. They're going to say things like, you know, I think you have, this is an area of strength for you, or this is in alignment with your development plan and where you're trying to go. It's like a stretch assignment. Why don't you take something like this and run with it, and it can help you grow and develop. Might be challenging, but you take ownership. If you need me, come to me, but I think you can do this, right? So again, it's more intentional. It's more thought out. It's much more strategic than I'm overloaded with work. Go take care of this for me, right? So you can see a big difference in the approach, and that falls under delegation too, okay? And then finally, let's go to the last one. Who's ultimately accountable when there are successes and failures? Let's see what you have for bosses versus leaders. Who's ultimately accountable for those, do you think? For a bad boss, accountable for good. Yep, and leader owns outcomes, good or bad. Very good, right? Very good, that's awesome. And so if something doesn't go well, the boss will often say, well, it's this employee, or this person should have done this, or I expected them to do this and they didn't take care of it, right? Making others responsible, right? So the boss says you, the leader says us, and the leaders may even at times say me, right? So another way to look at this is successes and failures may be a little different. Here's just some food for thought. So the boss may say failures are the responsibility of the team member or the person who was supposed to do it right, right? Successes are the result of the processes. So they often don't even give credit to the people who are successful coming through, right? Well, we have a good process here, but that person often doesn't feel like they made it happen. Whereas a leader may say, I'm responsible for the failures. If my team member fell short, right, it's my fault. I'll take the blame. And you see this a lot in sports, right? You see managers or coaches, if a player fails, the good coaches will take the responsibility on themselves. They don't blame that player in particular, right? And when there's a success under a leader, of course, they give it to the team member. Now, something I will tell you that Gregory was very good at doing, he kind of went even above and beyond that. He would give credit where credit wasn't due. He would give credit where credit wasn't due. Now, here's what I mean by that. When he was giving me, when he was moving me into this, into the national management position, I was getting stuck in a lot of ways. I was just running into brick walls, and he would coach me through it, and he often would kind of take the ball and run with it a little bit just to get me through the sticking points. Well, when it came time to give the credit, he took none of it. He gave it all to me, and he's the type, he had me stand up in front of the group, and he went, got specific with the praise about the things that I did. And I don't even know that I was fully deserving, but he did it in a way that was authentic. And of course, I totally bought into what he was saying. So I love that idea, giving credit where credit isn't even due. And again, ask yourself, are these things that I am doing, is this my approach in dealing with people? And these are things we can start to practice right now. We don't have to have a title of leadership to be a leader, right? We can do these things right now, right, in our current positions, and that can move us forward as well, right? So the whole point with all of this is leadership is a choice. To be in that small circle, it's a choice. It's a choice of the way we think. And if we can change our thinking, then our approach to people is going to be a different way, right?